We're talking real money.
Let us begin today's fun-filled, festive financial festivities with a phone number. And that phone number is 855-935-8255. Wow, was that a lot of sounds? I think I set a new record for sounds in a sentence. Pretty
That's
sure.
That's some alliteration, yes.
That's some alliteration. Oh, speaking of yesterday, I'm going to get to the show in a minute. 855-935-TALK. Yesterday, we were looking for a Christmas movie. Okay? We wanted to watch
a
Christmas
movie. Hard to find now or
something?
No, I've
seen them all. I mean, except for the cruddy ones, and I don't want to see those. I'm not watching Hallmark Christmas movies. Not doing it. Not.
There's only a few. Okay, Die Hard.
That's not really. Okay, there's a debate about that being a Christmas movie. I went, look, there's the new Christmas Story movie that got pretty good reviews.
It got good reviews. You like it. You're kind of a musical kind of guy.
No, not Scrooged.
I'm talking the Will Ferrell piece.
Yeah, that's Scrooge.
Spirited.
But okay. I'm talking about the new Christmas Story. Remember the Christmas Story movie from the 80s with the leg lamp?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So
my
started.
My wife makes us watch that every year.
Right.
I'm
okay.
hoping she forgets this year.
We're watching the new one, and Debbie keeps going, I don't get this. What is this about? I said, you haven't seen A Christmas Story? She goes,
you're going to lose your eye.
She goes, what's that?
Shoot your eye out.
I said,
she hasn't seen it, really?
How could you possibly have lived 65 years and not seen A Christmas Story? She goes, when did it come out? I said, 83. She goes, I didn't watch movies back then. But it's been on ever. So we watched that.
Literally, yeah.
The old one or the new one? Because I said, we can't watch the new one until you've seen the old one.
By the way, the house, I think, is for sale outside.
It is. Yeah, I want to buy it. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we watched it. She went, this is really funny. This is a really good movie.
It is pretty funny.
And there's a lot of words in there.
And so where is the new one? How do I find it?
It's on HBO Max.
Ah, okay. I do have that.
And it's got Peter Billingsley in it. The first job he's had since that movie, I think. 83.
By the way, speaking of missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
$291 billion that you're all missing.
That was an interesting
billion.
Wait, that was such an interesting segue.
I thought I'd throw that in for a moment. I was thrown.
But wait a minute. Your title says billion. Americans are losing interest, and I thought you
meant
in soccer.
Losing. Ah, okay. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Slings and arrows. Bring them on, man.
Anyway, So Americans are losing
$291 billion since the start of 2019.
Lost it where?
To nice people like Bank of America, Citicorp, JP Morgan, US Bank Corp, and Wells Fargo. Because they pay you 0.4 interest now, which is a lot higher than it was until about 6 months ago. But had you just done a little work, I know.
Very little work, because I've done it. It's very.
We did it on the air once.
It's very little work.
You open an account at a high yield savings bank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number one, you said, is Bask right now.
Right now for just a regular savings account, a high yield savings account, a bank called Bask Bank, which is a subsidiary of a Texas FDIC insured bank, is offering 3.85% on your money.
3.85%.
And the minimum balance is zero. Now, of course, on zero, you don't get 3.85.
Yeah.
But on a dollar, you get almost 4 cents a year.
On $42 billion that people lost in interest in the third quarter by leaving their money at these big banks. I love some of the excuses. This from an article in the Wall Street Journal. I love some of these excuses. One person says, you know, I'm doing okay. I got no kids. I got plenty of money. I'm fine. I don't think I need to change anything. I'm not having any issues. Okay. I guess I could.
No, I still don't get it. You're leaving free money on the table. You're leaving free money on the table.
David is a 60-year-old self-employed certified public accountant. He's not going to be mine, by the way. He says, I'm old-fashioned. I like to be able to see my money, With bricks and mortar banks, you have that feeling it's not going anywhere.
Excuse me? Really? So, you can
I've been down to my Bank of America branch
and I don't see money anywhere.
Can I see my money? Is that is that mine? Put that down.
Yeah. What they do is they put them in little boxes in a window and they put little tags on that says this is Tommy's money.
I don't little know how to break it to you, but they operate basically the same as the online ones. They loan it out to somebody else. They make money on that, and they pay you
not
less.
Basically the same.
In this
exactly
case, a lot
exactly
less.
The same. Yeah. So, I mean, you could get 3.5, 3.6, 3.75, or you could get less than one. You choose.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome back to our program. I'm Don McDonald. Tom Koch is my co-host over there in his little studio aircraft hangar thing in the Seattle area, while I'm in Florida where it's 75 degrees and sunny.
No one ever believes that when I tell them that you do this from Florida.
Sunny.
Just had a very nice woman come in last week. She goes, how do you guys do that show together? I said, we don't. What do you mean? I go, Don's in Florida. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No one ever believes it. So he actually is.
No, well, I
don't know that. You might be on the dark side of the moon because you're just on a computer.
I am looking at Tom while I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. He his machine, he has a fancy machine that costs $4,000.
In his house. To it, I guess.
He punches a button on that. It connects his fancy machine to my fancy machine here. Then I punch a button on my fancy machine. That connects my fancy machine and Tom's fancy machine to Northwest News Radio's fancy machine in Seattle.
The station formerly known as Como.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So we have high tech here going on. We have high tech.
We need you. We need you to call us.
We need you. We desperately need you to call us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And remember, there are only two talking days before Christmas. Only two talking days before Christmas because Tom and I are doing another best of on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Because I am going to visit my mother, as a good son should.
Good. Absolutely.
I need to see her new apartment in Asheville, North Carolina.
That's a great
Asheville,
spot.
North Carolina.
Sure.
I didn't want to bring this back up, but we were talking about it, and I think it deserves discussion. Yesterday, I took a question during the podcast, the Friday Q&A podcast that I do pretty much every
week. Which is very, very good. If people hadn't, I'm not part of that. So I always listen to it Friday night just to see what you talk about. It's excellent. So
well done,
sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good.
But on that, someone called and said, well, you talked about Meet Kevin or Here's Kevin or whatever it is. Is it Meet Kevin or Here's Kevin? Or
Where's Kevin? Meet Kevin.
Where's
Meet
Waldo? Kevin.
Where's Waldo?
And these guys, they're millennials, and they get like massive numbers of millennial viewers because they're providing millennials with advice from somebody who looks like them, who acts like them, who talks like them, who thinks more like them. They don't want to get it from old people like us for some strange reason.
Got it. Sure.
Maybe we should quit saying we're old. I'm 35. Tom's 33.
Never trust anybody over 40.
Yeah. Okay. So he said, well, what do you think of this guy on YouTube called Clear Value Tax? Now, his real name is Brian, and he's a CPA. He's a CPA in the Midwest.
I wonder if he's a friend of this other CPA who says he wants to go to the bank and see his money.
Anyway, Brian, or Clear Value Tax, has 1.62 million subscribers to his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We had, what, 1,200?
I haven't looked at
We stopped doing the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
Because apparently you don't want us. You want these guys. So what does he provide that is so appealing to his viewers and listeners who have downloaded his videos 55 million times?
God, that's just a lot of...
What he does is he gives people of his ilk, apparently millions of them, what they want. What they want. I call it pandering. I don't know what you call it. But here's what he tells people, and this is a sample. I'm going to play this live. This is a sample of one of his recent podcasts. This was or video cast. I don't know when it's from. It's recent.
In today's video, we're discussing the stock market. So the big question is, are we going to see a stock market crash on December 14th, or is it going to be a Christmas rally? December 14th is a very important day in the stock market. You know why? It's because December 14th is the Federal Reserve FOMC meeting. So if you guessed that correctly, congratulations. This means that on December 14th, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again. But it's going to be a very important date because that may be the start of the Fed pivot. So listen, I want to be very clear about this. I made a video just 9 days ago explaining the Fed pivot and when the stock market will have a sustainable rally. I'm going to leave a link to that video down below. So basically, to recap it very quickly, the Fed pivot will be in three phases. There's going to be smaller rallies in phase one and in phase two.
Okay. Let me turn me back up because I'm on the same channel. He just did what everybody in this business, or most everybody, does. What did he just do?
He's predicting.
He said something will happen.
Yeah, right. It's going to happen.
Now, he's also said that there will be a big stock market crash, another one, before the rally. The crypto is going to crash, then it's going to rally. And he says that with absolute certainty. That's the topic. The absolute certainty of people like Brian and Jim and who knows who else on CNBC. They believe that they know, or at least they want you to believe, that they know what's going to happen in the future. And the argument that December 14th, okay, what do we all know? We do know pretty much for a fact that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates on December 14th.
We don't know how much.
But we do know they likely will.
Yeah, and will so it be 0.75 or 0.5% again? We
if
don't know
you
that.
And I know it, and Brian knows it, then doesn't the market already know it?
The people, the 60 million trades every day, are already factored in to the price of those securities.
Exactly. It's like a letter we're going to discuss next week on a podcast where somebody said,
that's going to be fun.
You know interest rates are going to go up because the Fed said rates are going to go up. No, we don't know that. Because what the Fed does is already, they signal it for months and months in advance so that the market has time to digest that information, build it into the prices. And I am very confident, although I would never say I guarantee that come the 14th, very little will happen.
Okay, but even if you knew how big the rate is going to be, even if you knew what the pivot was going to be and when that was going to happen, what would you do with that information? So if you knew, okay, they're going to surprise everybody and raise it 0.75 instead of 0.50. So do you sell everything on Monday and then wait for the market, in his words, to crash and then buy back in on Thursday?
That's what he says in his videos,
okay,
basically.
I see. All right.
No.
It's a lot of work.
He says, he states
and the rest of it, so.
that those of us who say that you shouldn't time the market, he said he thinks we're crazy.
Well, we may be if he's right on about Wednesday and Thursday, but the problem is we can't find any, and you used this word very well yesterday in the podcast, empirical evidence that anybody can do this with any level of certainty. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
They're wrong, too many times.
If this is working, then show me the money. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. It's really easy, and it's absolutely free. Call us.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, we're back. Whoa, stop it. Stop it. I don't want that. I was on YouTube, and it came out. Get rid of it. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're talking real money, and we're available to you every Saturday except Christmas Eve at 855-935-TALK. And Mary, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Mary.
Hi.
What's up, Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you guys on and off for several years. Thank you so much for the info. And I have a really quick question. Hopefully it's quick. So I'm looking at possibly buy some of those stuff that I don't know if you guys have heard of this thing called a RISE. And also there's a fund RISE that you can get share for some kind of rental property sort of thing.
This is RIDE, is that what you said?
R-I-D-E?
No. It's a RISE.
A RISE. Like
a RISE home or something.
A-R-I-S-E?
No, sorry. A-R-I-B-E-D.
Give me that again. I didn't hear it. A?
It's A-R-R-I-V-E-D.
Arrived.
Okay. Don't say it's okay. Invest arrived in rental
homes.
Properties.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It's a thing in the Seattle area. And you can
exactly.
You can get into rental homes starting at $100.
198 properties funded, 180,000 people in it, 73 million. This is some sort of non-traded REIT, I imagine.
It's got to be, because I'm betting it is not registered with the SEC.
Give me your bank information, Don. I'll throw a few bucks at this.
Yeah, sure. Let me give you that. Let me just hand that over to you, sir.
I'm trying to find out who. Okay, here we go. Let's see.
You're going to look at who does it. I'm trying to find out what it costs. Because I know there's fee. Oh, there's the offering circular. Wow. Isn't that interesting? You know what we're going to do, Mary? Tell you what, I'm gonna just let you go here, but I want you to keep listening because we get a break at the bottom of the hour, and Don is going to speed read the offering circular and see what this is all about. I don't
like it when they say it's backed by Jeff Bezos's personal investment company. That drives me nuts. We'll look at it.
I'm going to look at it because, it's going to be riskier than investing in normal ways. It will be.
Well, or a tradable REIT.
It's going to be riskier
We've
somehow.
We've got a story later in the show about a non-traded REIT where it hasn't turned out.
Yeah, we
out
don't
well.
Know what the liquidity is going to be like. There's a lot of potential exactly. problems here. Yeah. So, Mary, keep listening to your radio. We will find something on this, and we thank you for bringing this to our attention. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, and Cheryl, you're up.
Good morning, guys, or good afternoon, I guess.
Hi, Cheryl.
I have a question about money to invest after retirement. I am 73. I retired when I was 70. Has sold my condo, got some money out of it, moved, bought a new place up here in the South Sound area. And it has become clear to me I did not have enough. I could certainly qualify for the mortgage and all that. I really didn't have enough in my retirement funds to support the maintenance of the property. So I recently decided to sell it. I got $90,000 profit out of it, which was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's great.
I had also incurred a lot of debt in maintaining the property. So I've paid that off, and my current situation is I have, I think it's now $31,000 in my existing IRA from retirement that is invested in two Vanguard, a total Vanguard stock market mm-hmm. account and a Vanguard total bond market, and it's split roughly 20-80. 80 in bonds.
Okay. And at that point, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a couple of minutes. We have to take this bottom of the hour break, but we want to spend some time on your question. We'll save your question until after this. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
All right, we have Cheryl standing by who has sold a rental house, has a little bit of money in an IRA. It's at Vanguard. And Cheryl, what's your question?
Well, I now have about $45,000 in a non-retirement IRA or non-retirement account with Vanguard. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like a little bit of guidance on where I should put it. I'm just not sure. I understand, or at least what I've read, is that if you have a tax-deferred account, bonds might be a better, you know, might be better to have most of your bonds there and put stocks in
Well, first, we don't want to let the tax tail wag the money dog. And particularly at this level, you're not going to have any big tax liabilities. That's not what you need to worry about.
Okay. And we're going to go back to the beginning here. I mean, again, with the $45,000, how soon until you need some of that money, and how much of it do you need on a regular basis?
My expenses are quite low now that I've paid off the debt that I had. So I have very few expenses at all, just rent and utilities kinds of stuff. I have $10,000 cash reserves in savings account at the bank, and the $31,000 that's in the IRA. My Social Security income is enough at this point that it gives me about an $800 a month cushion.
Oh, so you really, you don't need it. It's just pretty much, though, when we're talking about less than $100,000, we are still talking about emergency money. This is money that should probably be kept safe.
Here we can have a little debate about this. In the old days, I would have said by the target date 2025 fund. Gives you some stock, some bonds.
Yeah.
From Vanguard. But Vanguard had that problem last year where they muffed up and people that owned those funds in an after-tax account got hammered. So I wouldn't do that. But here's what I would do. Don can argue with me if you like.
Okay.
I would go on the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund. That probably gives you 60% of the money in stocks, 40% in bonds. You get it at an extremely low cost. Don't know the ticker. I guess I could look it up. But one fund, it's simple. It's going to be relatively tax efficient. Don's correct. You're not going to have a big tax bill from anything with your relatively low income. And it's simple, and then you draw on it as you need.
I'm going to disagree slightly. I think that's a great place to go with your IRA. I think that's an awesome place to go with your IRA. But I do also believe that when you're living on just Social Security and you don't have a decent worst-case scenario cushion, do you have, for example, do you have long-term care insurance?
I do not.
That's my point. The 45, for me, if I was in your situation, I would be sorely tempted to put the Vanguard balance, I think that's a great idea, in the IRA with the 31. I think I would keep the 45 in either a laddered CD portfolio or our BND, just the bond fund, or the bond ETF at Vanguard.
Or you could even go do the Basque Bank High Yield Savings account.
Right, or High Yield
Almost
Savings.
Almost 4%. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. And just for the record, Vanguard's Balanced Index Fund is V, B as in boy, I as in Ida. I don't know, Idaho. N as in Nancy, X as in X-ray. VBINX.
Was that from the list? You lost the list, didn't you?
I did lose the list. Somebody's going to send it to me again.
Yeah, you'll get it again.
So anyway, I think that's a reasonable expect. Yeah, Don's right. I mean, you need to be very careful about liquidity for anything that could come up.
If you had a situation, a horrible injury or a health problem that put you into a nursing home for 6 months, just 6 months, you are going to need every single penny of that emergency money in that $45,000, because the IRA should be the thing touched last. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Now, for Mary, we did research at the bottom of the hour. Not as much research as we probably like to do, given the fact that the offering circular probably has about 80,000 words in it. I don't know how many.
And this
I
is
did.
Very
I didn't count
typical.
Them.
Especially when it's a complicated situation, yes.
However, I was shocked at how inexpensive it was. Most of these things can suck out 10 or 15% of the right off the top, and then 2% every year. This one only sucks out 1% a year, which is very low for something like this. However, why do you need this?
That's number one. And if you say, well, I want to be owning real estate. Okay. You can go the aforementioned Vanguard and own Vanguard's Real Estate Investment Trust Mutual Fund, VGSLX. And instead of paying 1% a year, you can pay 0.12, and you can get your money anytime you want it.
Which you cannot with this. This is, they don't even know how you can get your money out until they sell the properties. So the risk is higher in this.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And speaking of real estate investing,
easy money. You can make it quick, man.
We have railed against non-publicly traded stuff, just generally.
But let's explain what that means.
Means it's not publicly traded?
Well, okay, but I don't know that many people understand. In other words, basically, the only securities we invest in, you can get your money within a day or two or 3 days.
Well, there's the 72 hours to get the money.
Yeah, okay, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. This stuff that, for example, the arrived product and the one that Don's about to mention, you can't get your money right away. That makes me nervous. I'm invested in one thing, by the way. Well, more than one. A couple of things where I can't get my money right away.
I am invested in zero things except my old maps.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true either.
What do I have?
We're still invested in a privately held company where we can't get our money right away.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a choice. I had to do that. That was part of the deal.
I'm in the Iroquois REIT, too, where I can't get my money.
I don't understand
right
the Iroquois REIT.
It's the only thing that's made money this year.
You
I can't
don't
get the money.
Know that it hasn't made money this year, that it has.
No, it's like a good point.
It's like
a piece of paper.
It's like the Blackstone Real Estate Investment Trust, or BREIT. BREIT.
I love these stories. It's in the journal. They have $69 billion in assets, generating $1.8 billion in, here's the real good news, management and performance fees for Blackstone in 2021. It's a lot of money, by the way. So here's the thing. Through three quarters of 2022, the BREIT, I guess is how they pronounce it, was up, according to them, 9.3%. Meanwhile, if you bought an index REIT, the one I just suggested at Vanguard, for example, that's down over 20%.
So this however,
one's up nine.
However,
yeah.
Well, there's a couple of problems here. First, let's talk about how they made the 9%. Let's just address that one first. Then we'll come to the other issue about the pricing. But how did they get that 9.3%?
Well, our friend Jason Zweig calls it. I love this quote. This giant trade means BREIT is almost as much like a hedge fund or Wall Street trading desk as it is a real estate fund. In other words, they do all kinds of fun stuff. 50% of the money that they use, leverage. They use, I think you've heard of this before, derivatives, other trading instruments.
Yeah, well, the bulk of the nine came from a futures trade, betting on the direction of prices. Or interest rates or something. I can't remember exactly. But it was all on a bet. It was all on a bet.
And I love the story. They favor apartments and warehouses. Guess where? Primarily in the Sun Belt. Well, that only goes up, right? That never goes down. Florida real estate?
No, it's never.
Arizona?
It's never gone down except in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Oh, wait, the 60s. 70s,
yeah,
80s, 90s,
et cetera, et cetera.
2000s, end of 2000s twice.
Yeah, exactly. Huge downturn, massive downturn. Uh-huh. So here you're in this BREIT, and the reason it's in the news is they're only going to allow investors to sell up to 0.3% of their assets. I think that's less than 1%, right?
Last time I checked.
0.3. Well, after
let me get out my elementary school math book.
I appreciate it. They were unable to fill the $1.7 billion in redemption requests in November. And all this, of course, has led to shares in Blackstone. The company that was making all this money for Blackstone are down 10%, et cetera, et cetera. So you get the idea.
Well, but why are they not down 20%? That's what I'm trying to get to. Is it because they're brilliant? No, it's because they're non-publicly traded. This is the thing that everybody misses. It's even in the story. It says it right there. It says that they value their real estate based on appraisals that they get. It's not based on actual market forces. Have you ever...
I mean, the sale of something where you actually have to sell it to get the money.
Right. Have you ever known appraisers to lie? 2008. Have you ever known appraisers to fudge the numbers big? 2000. 1994.
Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Appraisers, you give them enough money, some of them will lie.
And or they'll fudge a bit.
Fudge,
they'll,
might at the their court. Comps again, might yes. be a little bit bigger than their.
No, I like what you said. I like what you do. Is it more accurate to base something on what you actually get from a transaction or somebody's opinion about that?
Mm. Yeah. No, open market is always the best way to determine what the price is.
You always get to the truth because you really find out my home's only worth this, even though Zillow says it's worth way up there.
Yeah, Zillow says my house is worth $700,000. So I'm putting it on the market for $700,000. Yeah. Now, nobody offers me a penny to buy the house. No one even comes to look at it. Is it because they're all stupid? Or is it because you overpriced the house?
Yeah, market factor. So this is, but this isn't for me another good piece of information for investors. Why do you just said at the beginning? Why do you need arrived? Why do you need the BREIT? Why do you need that? Number two, do you want to invest your money in things that are liquid right away or be illiquid and hope, as they say in this case, you're going to get your money back? Number three, I don't know what the expenses are on this fund, but again, you can go at Vanguard and own it for 0.12%. Darn near nothing. And you own a much more diversified portfolio of real estate investment trusts, right? Way more than what you get in the BREIT.
The BREIT. And then they have the other fund. It's a spinoff of that fund, and it's called the BREIT O. It's the O shares of BREIT. BREIT O.
And if you're looking for coffee, the baristas. No,
that's,
okay.
Okay. No, that's good. I'm just going to go along with anything now at this point.
I appreciate it. Well, it's the holidays. You got to be
I'm trying to find out what its expense ratio is. Let's see. Rental. You know, for some reason, I don't understand why they never, ever, ever put their expenses on the front page of their website.
Really? Amazing how that works. Well, you can see if they made $2 billion on the fund that was, what, $60
billion? Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've found some. Let's see. Sales load is upfront to 3.5. So then we got to add fees to that. Where are the annual fees? Inclusive of all fees and expenses. I don't know. But anyway, I'd be willing to bet it's really expensive and not nearly as cheap as Vanguard because they're doing a lot of complicated things.
Exactly. And if there's an expense to all of those things. Borrowing money, there's an expense to that. Uh-huh. Using derivatives, there's a cost to that. All those fancy things that are designed to
plus
make
you
got to
pay all those people who are apparently brilliant, who know the future and make the right bets.
And if I was making a bet, it would be on the Sun Belt. It only goes up in the Sun Belt, Don. I've seen. Okay.
Yeah. It only goes up. It's true. It only goes up.
Sun but, only rises.
But there's
in the Sun
there's
Belt.
An ellipsis at the end of that sentence. It only goes up. ... until it goes down. That's the way of everything. These people are only right ... until they're wrong. That's the way it works. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we have a little gift for you. A little holiday gift.
Nice.
If when you need some help with your investment portfolio or your plan for your future, your whatever future, retirement, buying something, you often need help. In fact, you need help a lot more than you think.
Does it come with a candy cane?
Only if you spring for candy canes.
That's not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah, go to...
we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Pardon me.
What we're offering you is a meeting with one of our advisors, including Tom, for free, with no obligation and no sales pitch. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
You realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.